Chapter 2, Our Vision for Access and Inclusion. At Westpac Group, accessibility is about giving equal access, inclusion and dignity to our customers, employees and the community, enabling them to access our products and services independently. We're building it into the very core of what we do as part of our business purpose, helping Australians and New Zealanders succeed. We're taking a holistic and integrated approach to helping people with disability through seeking to create a culture of belonging, psychological safety and respect while designing our products and services for inclusion. Since 2001, we've strived to make accessibility principles a priority embedded into our business. As we evolved our financial services, we also strengthened our thinking on accessibility and inclusion principles for our 12 million customers. Regularly refreshing our strategic plan allows us to continually innovate for more accessible banking products and services, as well as inclusive workplace practices at workspaces. Measuring and tracking progress through an established governance process also helps us ask what more we can do for people with disabilities. We know that accessibility is more than just meeting the needs of people with disability. It creates inclusive and intuitive experiences for all customers. With this in mind, our new strategy continues to build on the foundations of our first action plan launched in 2001. Our previous plan, 2017 to 2020, was all about embedding accessibility into our DNA. This continues to be a priority by integrating accessibility into the way we view and manage risk in our business. The aim of this plan is to strive to close the gaps and break down the barriers for those who may live with disability and/or experience vulnerability within their life. As part of our planning process for our Accessibility and Inclusion Plan 2021 to 2024, we sought to capture the lived experiences of people with disability. For example, we reviewed customer survey data, social media conversations, and customer feedback, and captured the perspectives of accessibility champions across our business, both those living with disability and those who don't. We also used the Australian Network on Disabilities Access and Inclusion Index benchmarking tool for measuring our commitments, initiatives, and change to accessibility. To evaluate, there were opportunities to improve our practices. Seeking input from a wide range of sources has helped us refresh our approach and make it relevant to support the change we're aspiring to make so our customers can access our products and services independently. Background image of a white cane user.